Welcome to our podcast. I'm Mariana Pinson, and here's my partner, Emilia Lupita.
In this podcast, we can talk about everything and anything, but today, we will talk about a very sensitive topic, so we'll remain serious.
Well, the topic that we will talk about today is about the personalization and isolation. And if you don't know that much about this topic, don't worry, here Emilia will contextualize you a bit about the topic.
So, the personalization is basically to stop being you because you want to be someone else. And that might lead to many problems with yourself and with self-acceptance because you don't accept what you are. You want to be someone else. And people, if you have this problem, really tell someone. That will help you a lot. Now, my partner Mariana will tell you what is isolation.
Well, isolation is, as the word, the main word says, it's when you feel isolated, when you feel alone or don't accepted in a certain place or with certain people. And that happens mostly when you don't feel like in that type of people, or you don't feel comfortable, then you don't.
Why are we normalizing these people? This kind of stuff is what increments the number of suicides in young ones every year. This can lead to very important mental issues and we're not doing anything about it. What is what most influences this, Mariana?
Where the thing that most influences this is social media. Because social media is a public app where many people of other countries of all around the world could see what you're doing, what you post. And we need to be say the truth. Many people post what if their life were perfect, and we all know that that's not true. So that makes that other people feel bad because their lives are not that cool as the life of other people. So that causes a lot of depersonalization because they want to be on other people, or isolation because they don't feel as wow as other people.
For you to understand better, haven't you heard the saying of the sail ship? If a ship has all its place replaced by one, is it still the same ship? That's exactly the situation of depersonalization and isolation. People try to fit in by changing their personality, even though they know they won't. So it's practically the saying of the sales ship. Just this time, the ship are the teenagers trying to change all this personality and they stop being themselves anymore. What do you think about this, Mariana?
Well, I think this is a very serious problem. That we need to take account that it's mostly on teenagers. And it's not for nothing. It's because on that age and with that people, you will almost always want to feel included, want to feel like part of something, or mainly of some place. Like, you want to be as the most popular person or as perfect as they show on social media. So, Emilia, what can we do for stopping this, or for doing better?
Well, I once had a friend that suffered a lot of this. I mean, she tried to fit in every group just because she thought she had no friends, even though she had me. But the case is that she didn't like to be alone. She wanted to fit in every group she got into. But some couple of years later, I recommended her to go to a psychologist because that will help her a lot in tell her feelings. So she followed my tip and then she went to the psychologist and she could understand that she needed to accept herself just the way she is because that is the main problem. Kids, teenagers don't accept themselves. They don't believe that they're good enough. So I really recommend if you have to seek for help, even if it's from your parents or your teacher or your friend, someone who you really trust. So to finish this podcast, I wanted to clarify how important is this really. So if you have any of these problems, you feel identified with this, seek for help, please.
So now that you know, be aware and stay tuned.
Bye, everyone.